I'm Bruce Edwards, and welcome to this podcast produced by the International Monetary Fund. Today, South Africa's latest economic review.
Unfortunately, we project minimal growth this year, 0.1%, which would mean that per capita incomes would fall for a second year running.
The IMF, in its regular assessment of member states' economies, says South Africa is facing significant challenges and needs decisive action to revive growth. While the new report acknowledges the considerable economic and social progress the country has made since its first democratic election in 1994, it shows income inequality and unemployment remain among the highest in the world. Lara Papi is the IMF mission chief for South Africa and oversaw the writing of the report. I asked her why the economy is so sluggish.
South Africa's growth has been slowing since 2011. But in 2015, there were several shocks that hit the economy. I mean, we know about China's slowdown and rebalancing, the sharp fall in commodity prices, the tightening of global financial conditions. But there were also some domestic shocks. The leadership changes at the Treasury in December really shook investor confidence. So we've had a confluence of shocks on an already weak economy.
And the report mentions many things that are contributing to South Africa's economic woes, one of them being policy uncertainty. What is the concern there?
We have a couple of ways to look at this. The Bureau of Economic Research has a survey, for example, that asks firms what are the main constraints that they're facing. And now more than 80% of the firms responding to this survey suggest that the general political environment is a concern. Another way to look at it is we looked at media reports and we constructed a measure of how frequently media reports focus on the issue of policy uncertainty. And we are seeing that there is an increase in policy uncertainty, especially towards the latter part of 2015. It is an issue because it affects investors' confidence. It makes people want to wait. If they're uncertain about what's going to happen, investors in particular who have large startup costs tend to wait and not invest. In fact, we've seen very weak private investment now for some time in South Africa. And some work that we have done also shows that this higher policy uncertainty has a negative impact on exports.
And how do you think all this is going to play out? What are the projections in the coming year or in the coming years?
So it's difficult for us to project a policy uncertainty, but in terms of our outlook, unfortunately, we project very minimal growth this year, 0.1%, which would mean that per capita incomes would fall for a second year running. And the reason why we're projecting this very slow growth is that the shock from commodity prices is still reverberating throughout the economy. And we've seen many firms having reduced profitability, not just in the mining sector, but in several other sectors. And we've seen a lot of retrenchments, unfortunately. So unemployment is actually rising. And that's something which is very much behind our slow growth in 2016, because even consumption, private consumption, which has been driving growth for the past several years, has been much, much weaker.
And speaking of the mining sector, the report also shows that China's slowdown has hit South Africa especially hard. Why is that?
China now is affecting the world economy, is affecting growth throughout the globe. It's affecting financial markets throughout the globe. So South Africa is affected both because over a third of its exports are commodities. Actually, it's even half when you include manufactured commodities. And it's also affected through global growth more generally and global financial conditions.
The report talks about a lot of risks. So what do you think are the more important risks?
So there are downside risks both on the external front as well as on the domestic front. We see further shocks from China, as well as global financial conditions that become more challenging as the two more relevant ones for South Africa. On the domestic front, we worry about possible political developments or policies that may further damage confidence. The possibility of a downgrade we see as complicating and amplifying some of these downside risks.
And what about the recent decision by the UK to leave the European Union? Will that have implications on South Africa as well?
I think the final impact will depend on the relationship between the UK and the European Union. But what we can say now is that South Africa's growth could be lower because there are extensive financial linkages between the UK and South Africa, and also important trade linkages with the European Union as a whole.
And South Africa has been running a infrastructure deficit for many years now, and on top of the list has been inadequate electricity supply. Has there been any progress on that front?
Yes, there has been significant progress on that front. We have seen increased energy availability. Eskom, the utility company, has connected to the grid several of the renewable projects that are now producing electricity, as well as its own first unit of the new Medupi power station. And so there is significant progress on that front.
So they have managed to improve electricity supply. What else needs to happen for South Africa to turn their economy around?
So there are many pieces that have to come together for better growth. We have advocated for some time that you need increasing competition and you need labor market policies that work for everybody, including the many millions of South Africans who are unemployed, better education and better governance. Now, we understand a lot of these things take time to bear fruit, but taking a few measures that can help revive confidence and trust would really help change the path of the economy.
That was Lara Papi, IMF Mission Chief for South Africa, talking about that country's latest economic assessment. You can read the full report at imf.org. And you can hear more podcasts like this one on SoundCloud or iTunes or on your favorite podcast app. Just search for IMF Podcasts.